nothing to say about it. It can't regulate fumes, it can't regulate the noise, it can't regulate the impacts on other property owners and the values of their land. Everything goes to the industry, no matter what the cost for everyone else. And we think that's an absurd interpretation of the law. The legislature of New York has never given carte blanche to an industry to do something like that before. And even when it has preempted local land use for some very important facilities, such as a hazardous waste facility or an electrical power plant, it always makes sure that there are formal protections in place for the local interests that are usually protected by zoning. In this case, there are no protections. The zoning provides the protections. And that's yet another reason why it's really not tenable to impute to the legislature the idea that they would allow this industry just to run roughshod over the home rule rights of the town. So I'm happy to talk about the more technical questions if there are, if you'd like me to do that, but I think that's the bottom line for what happened today in court.
And how do you feel it went in court today?
I think it went very well. The judges were plainly very well prepared. They were literally citing pages of the briefs. They told us that they had read all of the Friends of the Court briefs, and there are 8 of them, so that was quite an undertaking. I think we have some absolutely marvelous Friends of the Court briefs on our side, including one on behalf of environmental organizations that was drafted by NRDC that's here today, on behalf of local businesses that was drafted by John Barone, who's also here today, a great brief on behalf of law professors who are saying that if there's not clear expression of intent to preempt, then the presumption goes to the towns.
What do you make of this 1981 law that they brought up in court that says that,
So the 1981 law came in the wake of the energy crisis of the 70s, when DEC was terribly underfunded and terribly understaffed, and the towns went into the breach to take care of what DEC was supposed to do all along. So they were trying to regulate the industry, and they were imposing fees on the industry and taxes on the industry, because the only way that they could get the funds they needed to either prevent the damage in the first place or to clean it up when there was a mess. And the state stepped in and said, look, this is a problem. We need to have a clear, consistent, uniform regulatory system for the industry, and that's what we're going to create. They said nothing about preempting local zoning or land use. And the Court of Appeals, New York Court of Appeals, the highest court in our state, has repeatedly said that regulating an industry is a completely different subject matter and purpose than regulating land use. So we think if the court today follows the clear precedents that would guide the reasoning for this interpretation of the oil and gas law, that they will also find these are two totally different things. You can regulate state you can reconcile state regulation of the industry operations with local regulation of land use. And when you can do them both, there's absolutely no reason why you want to curtail the home rule powers of the locality.
Deborah, I'm sorry if you've already been asked this, but what did you make of the questions from the judges today? I mean, it seemed like they were skeptical of both sides. Did you read anything from that at all?
It's the job of the judges to seem skeptical of both sides. I mean, what they're trying to do with oral argument is get answers to the questions that remain after they read all the briefs. So you would expect them to find the gaps, the hard questions. This is the opportunity for the lawyers to come before the court and allay fears or otherwise respond to issues that they have identified that the parties may not have. So this is perfectly standard procedure. I would have hoped that there would be an active bench, and there was. There were so many questions that they allowed everybody to go over their time so that they could get them answered.
Are you confident that they're going to find in your favor? I mean, obviously you made a case. Are you feeling good about it at this point?
I'm feeling good about it. As an attorney, I will never predict what a court will do. I'm very grateful that my client is confident and that the people of the town of Dryden are confident. I'm hopeful. I think we have a very good case. I think that there's every evidence that the court understands our argument, and I will leave it to them to make the final decision.
Are you prepared to go to the Court of Appeals if you don't win this case?
Well, that is obviously not my personal decision.
Yes.
So I guess the answer is yes.
I wanted to ask some of the people from Dryden what you thought of Governor Cuomo's comments recently. He first made them to John Campbell of Gannett, and then he made them publicly, saying that the pro-fracking lobbyists have not made the case. And what's he going to do with a legislature that would probably four-fifths of them would vote against fracking? Do you think that's a sign that he's going to ultimately decide to postpone fracking or ban it? And what I'm sure you've been following this very closely. What do you think?
His role in the process, with all due respect, is small. He's not going to legislate. He can only lead, and he's in a tough position. I don't know what his personal preferences are, but he is certainly listening to concerned citizens on both sides. The scale is tipping. The concerned voices, the passionate voices, are pretty much from the anti-fracking group, and I'm glad he's listening. He's got to listen.
Talk to me again about your stance on home rule. And you said it's so important.
I'm a great believer in local government. I really think possibly everything great that's ever happened in this country has begun at the grassroots. We know our communities much more intimately than any other level of government. We know what's important to us. People have lived in Dryden. We have families from Dryden who've been there since it was first settled in the 18th century. We've lost, you know, a lot of other levels of regulation for state and federal government, but the few things that remain to us in home rule, zoning, for example, and land use, are really, I don't know any way to explain that. It's just the most important thing local government does is regulating present land use and planning for the future.